Hello, and welcome to Soul-Led Living, a podcast dedicated to helping you live your soul's true path so you can create the dream life you know you are meant to live. I'm Nikki Novo, your spiritual mentor, a fiery Latina, mom of three, and an advocate for living soul-led. You're here because you're meant to be here. So let's do this. ...2026 predictions. Welcome. I love these year-ahead predictions. We're doing two this year, so one just for our everyday life, and we will be running one on Thursday that is for your business. So welcome to your 2026 predictions. Let's get into our messages. So funny enough, the energy of 2026 has already started. You already feel it in your body. It looks like it's an energy shift that has happened between the last like 6 to 2 weeks. There's this feeling of, I don't know, it's a strength and a clarity that's coming forward that's letting you know where you want to go. So you've already been feeling it. There's a big emphasis on a new identity, a new self, almost like a promoting myself or like letting myself go to the next role. Like if I'm going from maiden to mother or, you know, like I'm the administrator and now I'm going to become the CEO. There's some sort of new role that you're bringing forward and you're already feeling that energy. It's like you're almost trying to just figure out how you're going to act that way, how you are going to think that way, how you're going to let yourself be seen that way. This is the energy that really carries you forward in 2026. This new energy really requires no more of your BS, you know? It's like, I just can't take this like sabotagey younger self, like discombobulated version of me. And I think like you've wanted to be this for a while. It almost makes me feel like we're towards the end of your manifestation, which manifestation is a big one this year. And I feel like you thought you were going to accomplish this like 2024 and 2025, but 2024 and 2025 was like this cleansing of your emotions, really, and just putting your energy back into alignment, clearing things out, like dealing with the depths of these like emotions and this past. And now it's like you're aware of it, you know what it is, and you just can't act that way anymore. So it really feels like it's an acting. Like sometimes I act like this and sometimes I don't act like this. So this new energy in really requires like a new behavior on your part. And it just feels like when a mom looks at their kid and you're like, that behavior is just not allowed anymore. Like we just do not allow that behavior anymore. That was the behavior of a preschooler and now you are in kindergarten. So the behavior has to shift. So it's like a behavior that should catch up. I don't want to say to your age, but because like, I mean, once you get older, it's like, you know, we're not in grades anymore. So what does that mean? But it's this behavior that is meant to catch up with what you expect from yourself, like who you really want to be. So I feel like there's going to be a lot of like slapping on the wrist. Like, no, that is like your old behavior. If you have a name for this behavior, it'd be great to call it out. And if you have a close friend or a partner or a husband or wife that you can be like, listen, when I go into that behavior and like, you know, name it, please snap me out of it. Like, please remind me, like maybe there's a code word or something, but we will see a little bit of you wanting to go into that behavior because it's a behavior you have known for a long time. And it also, the thing about this behavior is like, it's not super toxic. It could be pretty benign, but it is just not the behavior of where you're going. So that's why it's so scary to fall back into it because it will like really mess up what's ready to be birthed this year. So catching this behavior, knowing this energy, I feel like this energy has shown itself pretty clearly to you over the last few weeks. Doesn't mean we're going to keep up with it for the rest of the year, but it feels like it has shown itself to you. And it would be helpful to have somebody who can remind you of that. Maybe it's a friend, a therapist, a partner, whatever it may be, and name that behavior because you will see that behavior in 2026 a little bit. She'll like make some cameos and you have to kind of shut it down and be like, we just do not tolerate that anymore. Like this is just like, we're not okay with this anymore. Sometimes it's important to talk about like the new identity and where you're going, but I actually feel in this case that knowing what that old identity is going to be more helpful right now, like catching when you go there, like catching when you become the victim, really noticing it, because it's so sneaky that it could even show up in the new identity because it is so default setting for you. It's like runs in the background. So I feel like you've seen it, you know what it is, and it's going to continue. This is like the big, this is where 2026 purges this. And I feel like it purges as quickly as the first 2 months of the year, but it can also come with you all, and you might see it at, you know, month 12, but it really looks like this is the big game changer. Like noticing this behavior and the way of acting like this and letting what is new to come through. Message number two, I kind of talked about this a little bit in the first one. You are at the end of a manifestation, and you might have just become aware of the manifestation. So you might be like, oh no, Nikki, I'm just thinking about manifesting something now. But no, this is feel, and you know, we, especially those of us who study manifesting, like we want to believe that it's going to happen in a month, it's going to happen in a few days, but you could be manifesting something for years. I've talked about it many times that the land that we live on was a 5-year manifestation. Like so much in me and my family and my husband had to change in order to be an energetic match for this land. It took so long that I completely forgot about it. That like I was like uninterested, never thought it was going to happen at that point. It was truly a letting go. And then lo and behold, it showed up. And I feel like you're at the end of a manifestation. You may have forgotten it, similar to how I was. Like we finally were like, maybe we can buy the land. And like within 6 months, we bought it. So it popped up out of nowhere after many years of forgetting it. So it could be something like that with you. But look, regardless, this year is about recognizing your creation power, recognizing that you are a creator, recognizing that, believe it or not, even though things may have been like a bit of a roller coaster the last few years, you are on a path. And this year is about really directing. Like it made me think about when you throw a ball like down the, when you're bowling, not that I'm like a master bowler or anything like that, but I always remember those little dots that kind of like tell you where, what direction you want that ball to go into. And this feels like you are confident enough to tell the ball where you want it to go. This is kind of director energy, like boss energy, you know, where if I'm putting an event together, let's say I'm putting a birthday party together that I care about, that I really want it to look a certain way, I'm not going to be shy to tell maybe the person who's cooking for the party, or maybe to tell the party place like how I want things done. So there, I feel like you're going to surprise yourself. It's not bitchy or anything like that. It's very much just like, I want this to look the way I want it to look, not in a controlling way, but I'm really going to try to throw the ball in that direction. I'm really going to try to call my shot. I'm going to do my best to direct things. Like where before you might have like seen the future, but the steps to the future were so far away that you didn't really even like know how to direct it. But the steps feel much closer at this point. So it looks like you can see the steps a little bit more and really do them intentionally. So this is really about embracing the manifester within you, the creator within you. It's a very feminine creation energy, and holding that power, like recognizing that power. So my sense is we'll see a lot of you guys get into manifestation. So maybe you're taking a manifestation course. We're going to be creating things in Clarity app for that, and we have some already, but maybe it's something like that. There's also this purging and cleansing and simplification of energy and of things, like stuff, like the things you have in your house, the things you have in your car, like just stuff, because this is part of directing. This is part of you realizing that what you have, your space, you almost get kind of like superstitious this year, funny enough, where like you're like, oh no, like that old chair is like giving this vibe, or that shirt I keep wearing that belonged to my ex-boyfriend, like it's just not a good look. And there is, you recognize that all this energy matters. So there is a bit of like getting rid of things. I also feel like we may even see a getting rid of, that's kind of a bad word, of like friends, group of friends, like people I hang out with. So maybe I've been hanging out with this group of friends and they're always negative when it comes to finding love, but I really want to find love. And I just don't think these people are like an energetic match for me anymore. So it's not dramatic how it's been in the past. It's like an exiting of groups because they aren't going to help me get to where I want to go. And I'm very conscious and aware of the energy that I'm in that's either going to bring me or take me away from where I want to go. And honestly, like why this is coming forward is that there's finally a confidence to have what you want. The last few years, you were caught up in the lack of worth and the lack of self-worth and just seeing yourself a little bit smaller, taking things too personal. And now there's just a shift that's happened that's like, it doesn't have to be so deep, you know, like it doesn't have to be so personal. I can just like want what I want and that's okay. And there are certain things and ways of being and thinking and acting and that either align me with what I want and what I and take me away from what I don't want. So I don't know, like it's there's a confidence that comes forward that we haven't seen in a long time. And this confidence is not by accident. Like you have worked towards this. There is healing, you've invested in help and mentors and courses and life in general that has brought you to this confident place that's bringing us to the end of the manifestation. So I feel that there's a lot of like beginning energy in 2026. Like we're going to see the beginning of the manifestation. So maybe it is not the year I buy the land, but perhaps it is the year that I start shopping for the land, you know what I mean? But I do see a lot of you completing the manifestation, buying the house, being with the partner, starting the business, staying in the marriage, leaving in the marriage. Like there's a lot of manifestation that happens and it feels like it's just a buildup that then, you know, brings you here. Message number three, this is for parents. The children have come forward. They're like, we'd like to throw ourselves in 2026. Kids, the little ones, from babies to older children that we take care of. It could be nephew, nieces. It just like people you care for. So it could even be like older parents or something. But this year, those souls want strength. They want to see their own strength. This is an important year for their own purpose, believe it or not. And I know some of you guys have 2 months old, you know, but there's something about their strength this year. So it feels like doing the harder thing, encouraging them to do the harder thing, being the more consistent, stronger parent. Like it kind of feels like it's a departure from almost like a soft parenting that hasn't worked that you thought would work, but it's kind of like backfiring on you. You know, it's like it's something you did to obviously like keep them safe and keep them comfortable, but now it's backfiring a little bit. And the souls, they're like, please, I would like a little bit more accountability, a little bit more strength. So examples that are coming to mind, I'm thinking like help your kid do the hard thing. Maybe it's like they really are showing signs that they want to go to some college and you're like, well, that's kind of a far-fetched choice, but you know, we got some years and yeah, we can get you there. Like, let's get you good grades. Like, let's get on top of you a little bit more. Maybe there's like a sport that they would really like to be in. It's like, okay, I'm going to get in my car and take them to these practices and like make sure that they get better at this sport. So there's like a need for a different kind of parent this year is what they're asking for. Like they're asking for you to be more of the like coach, manager. There's some of them might even be showing talent in something. So that is, or just overall, like doing the harder thing. Maybe they've had a lot of free range and there's a need to kind of like go in and maybe be a little bit more strict or something, but there's a strength of parent that they're asking for. And And it's funny, I guess this is coming forward because, you know, we talked about in the first message that there's a big identity shift that's happening. And sometimes it's kind of hard to like understand those shifts, but how we do one thing is how we do everything. It reminds me, like, every time I'm in therapy, I want to talk about like something that's like really bothering me, my business. And somehow the conversation goes into my marriage. And I'm like, oh my God, like, I don't want to talk about my marriage. Like, I want to talk about, and what I've learned is that, first of all, like the way that I am shows up so much in my marriage because it is like the most comfortable relationship I have. So for better or for worse, like my full self is there. And so it's actually like the best way to see where I'm falling short and like also what's trying to come forward. So that looking at that marriage, basically like when that way of being is shifted into what I want it to be, it affects all areas of my life, right? Being a parent, sometimes like we're so dedicated to our kids, so we want to be the right parent for them. So I almost feel like this message is coming forward to support that identity shift. Like you may feel more comfortable making that identity shift through your parenting style, believe it or not. It's like a leadership role that's trying to come forward in your parenting style. And it's the babies, but it's the children that are asking for this. Some of the little ones are asking for this because it seems like another one is going to come very quickly, and that like once there's the other one, things get real. So like there needs to be this strong parent right away, even if the babies are little. So, you know, maybe that, I don't know what that is for you guys. Like obviously like you use your own intuition, but it could be with the little ones, it might be like a sleep training. Maybe it's like a sending them to like a little school for a few hours, like whatever it is, but it's like they want to see their own strength. Like they want to be reminded that they're strong. Maybe it's a health thing. Like I always, anytime I freak out about the kids with like any colds or whatever, I always have to tell myself like their body is strong. I grew up believing that my immune system was really strong because my dad is, you know, was a pediatrician and a neonatologist. He brought home a bunch of germs and he would always tell us like, well, you guys don't get sick a lot because you have strong immune systems. So like, I really believe that about myself, which is hilarious because I literally have an autoimmune disease that I've had since I was young, but I was very not aware of it. And I have more issues now as an adult than I ever did have as a kid with that. So it's just like, that's what was spoken into me. So this is like a stronger parent. Maybe again, that could be one of the messages, like speaking that strength into them, like telling them how strong they are, and just being that for them. So there's a strength in parenting that's trying to come through. Message number four, this is about partnership. And this felt like romantic partnership. In romantic partnership, there is going to be a look at expectations. It feels like this is not really the super romantic year because, you know, how do I say this? Like, because I'm a romantic at the end of the day, but like there's there's like the super romantic person that talks a lot or whatever and kind of love bombs you but doesn't necessarily like do the work or really show up. And then obviously there's that other range of person that there's no romantic and it's like platonic almost. So obviously there's this range, but there's a need to find like a middle place here where you might have been in the past really attracted to people that you were gonna fall like head over heels with or something, or like I don't know, just you needed some sort of feeling, some sort of like attraction or whatever. And it doesn't mean you're not going to be attracted or that. And this feels about like people that are in relationship as well. But what's very important this year is that you see that you are with somebody who has a similar vision for you and like wants to walk a similar path. So for those of us who are single, my sense is like when I make that my North Star, like I want somebody who's going to be my partner and wants to create something similar to what I want to create, it feels like it's instant manifestation because it looks like your North Star before was taking you down a path with somebody who's like never really going to show up and somebody who could like never really commit, if that makes sense. And then for those of us who are in relationship, it feels like there's an expectation for that. Like I am going to use my partner as my co-manifester, as my co-creator. And that might be like, we start to hang out on Sunday mornings and talk about the things we're creating. like I invite them in and I have the expectation that they're in it with me rather than kind of like a divide and conquer type of vibe that was maybe needed in the past. Because especially when, like, you know, your kids are little, for example, like sometimes the husband does this and the wife does this, and there's a little bit of a disconnect because of, like, you know, how much we're both at war, but like in two different places. So it's not that divide and conquer was bad. It's just that this year is about co-creation. So there, if your relationship has a very like separation, you know, kind of like where he does that and I do this, or she does that and I do this, it does look like you're going to have the expectation that like these things come together. And you may be keeping these separate because you're embarrassed, right? Like maybe you handle the money because you don't want to talk about money with your partner, you know? But that collaboration is very important. And that is the evolution of your relationship. Like your relationship is meant to go into this vibe of like, we are stronger together. And there needs to be like a recognition of the things that I do that create the separation between us, right? Like, you know, maybe one very common one is like when the kids are little, mom, and, you know, speaking from experience, mom tells the husband that they're weak and that they can't take care of the kids and you take care of everything. And all of a sudden, like, you're like, why am I taking care of everything? And it's like, well, I've kind of made this guy believe that he sucks and that he can't handle anything. So here I am separated and, you know, he's over there and he thinks he's good at money. And like, now I've been trying to grow my business and I can't grow my business because I don't think I'm good at this, right? So what we do that, like, we're the problem, right? Like we bring this forward. So there's also like in relationship, because this is a year of creation and manifestation, there's a look at like, how did I enable this? Like, how did I create this? And then now how can I turn it around, right? Like that I don't have to blame myself or whatever. It's like, it's just that I had accidentally like done these behaviors that created something that I didn't even like think about. Like I didn't think to create this like separation between the two of us, but my behavior and even sometimes it's like my reaction to their behavior has created this world that we live in. And now I want to go backwards and I want to be like, okay, I really want this world of us together to look like this. What are the partnership tools or behaviors that I need to do that, right? So like saying like, wow, I have all this debt and I haven't told my partner, let's say, how did I get here? And there are these behaviors that got me there, let's say, and I don't want that to be my truth anymore. So I need to bring this person in. Like I expect this person to collaborate with me and I want to see us as collaborators and getting out of this together and making more money together, whatever that may be. So there's like a partnership element that is different than this like head over heels kind of vibe that might have been there in the past. Maybe that's how you guys got together, or maybe this is like what you thought was most important. And not to say that there's going to be like more romantic years, but not in place of a grounded partnership, if that makes sense. So I'm not trying to take away like, I don't know, your bachelor moment. I'm just saying that I'm a Cancer, so I'm very romantic. But it's like I was getting like no more mixed CDs. That's kind of what I was getting. Like I don't need like a teenager that is like writing me love music. Like I need a co-creator, like somebody who has the same vision that I have and that it's fun for us. And it's almost like foreplay for us to create the same thing, to be like, oh my gosh, we're creating the same thing together. And of course, this is not about it's not about being platonic. It's about like this yin and yang energy that comes forward and realizing if I am yin and he is also yin, then like, you know, like what am I doing to create another yin? Like I want to do something that creates a yang if I'm a yin. Does that make sense? So it's also, you know, like I want to be my feminine to create a masculine, vice versa. Message number 5, unplanned action. Because again, we're at the end of a manifesting effort and a new beginning, really. So the new beginning starts with like this manifestation really coming very close. What is interesting about this year is that although I feel a lot of like grounded structure year, like really being grounded and putting effort into what I want and being it, there's a ton of surprises. Like it is it's a year full of a ton of surprises in a way, because you've kind of let go or you've put your head down and you're just like, you know what? Like I'm going to be present rather than spending all these years in the future. Because it almost looks like in the past, these years, what were hard about the last few years is that it was this kind of storm of cleansing within ourselves. So nothing was really going to come manifest. And that when nothing new comes for so long, you can't help but check out, you know, like you can't help but be like, I got to like dream something or lose myself in these Netflix series or something, because these are just not the years where something physical is going to come into my life. And it gets really discouraging when there's too many of those years. And it almost feels like there's been 2 years of those for you in a way. So this year, because you've kind of cleansed that out, what's interesting is there's a lot of surprises that come from you, like that actually come from an unplanned action that you are even surprised that you are doing. Like it makes me feel like you wake up one day and you're like, you know what? I'm going to do it like this. Or like, I think I'm going to move. Like really weird stuff that like you had no idea you were going to move or you didn't plan for that. Reminds me of the year that we bought this land. Like we bought it in the summer of 2020, we came and we visited and we were like, I think it's time. And then by February we bought it, but there was nothing, there were no years or anything that like leading up to this. This is truly like, it felt almost impulsive. It felt like it needed to happen right now. It was urgent, now being here in the future, it was urgent because we bought it at the right time, right? Like prices were changing so much and we just like had to buy it right now. And I think that was just like the divine letting us know, like get it done. But it was nothing that I was planning for. You would think that moving your family and buying a bunch of land would take more time. So I was surprised by my action. Like that's really how it felt. And that's what I see for you this year, that there's like this unplanned action. But in the divine does not see this as unplanned, which is funny. This feels very destined. And it feels like it's a result of momentum as well. Like that snowball is like going down that hill and it's going super, super fast. And now that that's happening, there's more available to you and there's just like fast results. So you kind of just go with it. This is nothing you can plan for. You can't sit here and be like, oh gosh, I really hope it's about this, Nikki. You're going to be surprised. So I'm just like telling you, you're going to be surprised. I think this also feels like the guidance here is to follow your gut, to surprise yourself, you know, to like lose a little bit of control, let go. Just because we're at like manifestation is coming doesn't mean that you can have a 10-step, you know, process or anything. Like there are going to be surprises. There's going to be things that you do that you couldn't have planned you were going to do. So it's all for the good. I see it happen at different times for you. It feels very connected to your birthday. And I don't mean by like the actual time of your birthday. It makes me feel like it's your astrology. So if you want an astrology read this year, it might be a good year for it to see like the different transits for you. But it feels like it's everybody's going to have this unplanned action, but it's quite destined. Message number 6. I was like, wow, I really like gave myself nothing for message number 6. I wrote like 3 words. A single focus. Okay. So there's just not a lot of words for this, but I would say that, you know how sometimes you're making like a vision board for the year and there's like 17 different things on the vision board? 2026 is going to be much better off, or it will take better, you can take better use of the energy that's coming forward if you give yourself a singular focus. And you can be savvy about a singular focus because, for example, the year that we moved, 2021, the year that we bought the land, we bought it in February, not knowing that I was going to buy. But in January, I felt that I was going to bring like a word forward, and the word I was going to bring was adventure. And adventure was such a good word because it gave me this bravery to go outside my comfort zone, to do new things, to do very scary things, and to see them as adventure. So a lot happened in that year, but that word adventure was still a singular focus and everything kind of had to go under that energy, if that makes sense. My sense is that like you can probably find a common thread to all the things that you want, right? So if like if you're kind of like, oh, I would love all these things to happen, or this is the stuff I want to put effort into it, I would take some time to sit with all those things and see if like there's this one word that connects all of them, that like if I was just focusing on this, all of these things would fall into place because this one word is the energy of all those things. And to stay on a singular focus, we're going to talk about this in the business episode, but I see a lot of you trying to singularly focus on money. And that is so limiting because money seems like you see it as a thing rather than an energy. And then the energy of it, you're projecting onto it. So you're kind of stuck in your own mirror house. Does that make sense? Like, you know, those like houses that you go into that they're all mirrors at the fair that like is like your worst nightmare. It's like everybody has like bad dreams about this thing. That is what's happening when you focus on money. That is not a good singular focus. There's a better singular focus that's energetic and it feels like it's a word, or it feels like again, adventure, simplicity, that kind of stuff. Like that's bringing forward a word. My good friend, Caro, you guys hear me talk about her a lot. She introduced this to me, this concept to me many years ago. And she even used to make me these like little bracelets and put the word for the year. I haven't done it every year. I haven't done it in a few years, but it's not about the word. It's really about the energy of that word. And if you stay connected to that singular focus, that's going to be much better than a complicated plan or a complicated vision board. And also because there's a lot of surprises and unplanned action, this energy is going to be much more helpful than trying to control based off like your strategy. So, and maybe you're bringing this into your business as well. Maybe you're bringing it into the family. Maybe you're bringing it into the partnership. Like think of a singular word that if I can just follow that energy this year, I could achieve it. It could be also connected to this identity shift that's happening. But if you want to achieve something in 2026, I would give it an energy rather than a complicated list. Let us know what your word is, guys. If you want to give it an energy, you can drop us a comment in Spotify. I'd love to see them. Or if you're in the Clarity app, drop it there too. And message number 7, I like to always do our messages about us, the new earth architects, as I see us. I don't really like go into like the global stuff because it's like, who gives a crap? Like, you know, like live your life, like manifest and create the life you want to make. But I like to go all the way out sometimes and look at like the collective energy and global things. So I was like, okay, I'm going to leave number 7 as like a global type of look, keeping it simple. And I got that if we look at our collective energy this year, we are going to hear a lot about global economics. It almost seems like what's so funny is that even like the good and the bad energies of the world have a common ground in money, which is funny, and resources and wealth. So somehow it like almost even looks like the dark forces are not getting as much as they want almost. So like they're going to agree to come together over this. It's like the last thing you would think that would bring both the dark and the light together is bringing it together. But that's also a reminder that money is neither positive nor negative. It's an energy. So we're going to see a lot of focus on global economics this year. A few things. We're going to see spending on AI decreases. I know a lot of people have predicted a little bit of like a bubble or like an AI bubble. And it's not that it's necessarily like a huge bubble, but it was almost like a race, especially for investors and for people that like wanted to make some like a quick buck. And it's just going to slow down because the AI itself, what's really interesting about it is that it's nowhere near what it's like really going to do for the world. And it needs time to grow. You know, it's like, I can't force my baby to walk at 3 months. Like, time just needs to pass in order for that baby to get developmentally ready to grow. So as much as people think that it's going to grow super fast and do these amazing things, it needs time. So that's a very interesting thing. And then the money going into it really like decreases. So we'll see that happen. A lot of money being put into energy solutions. This is a big win almost for the light, because it's going to be one of the things that, I mean, obviously people can rip off and whatever, do scams, but there's a lot of money in energy efficiency, energy cleansing. I don't mean healings. I mean like the way we use electricity and energy. This is going to be an obvious place where like money can come from and where industries can be created. And there's just an overall like knowing that like what's good for the world is also like good for the bank account. And we're going to see some people like who need money to do the things that they want to do. To really help the earth, that's going to start rolling towards people. But you know, we always get it messy, but it's a good thing. It's a good sign. And then last two things, money in innovative manufacturing. So there's a need to innovate like the physical, the things that we have, even just the way we buy things, the way that we make things like that. Technology is like meeting manufacturing, or technology is meeting like how things are made. And that's going to change the game, especially, you know, what's funny is that we used to, or we still do have a lot of our things made in China, but it looks like some of the innovation is going to remove the dependency on that, for better or for worse, because it's like less dependent on people, which I know we don't like to hear that, but also think about like how horrible it is for these things to be made in these countries, right? Like think about the people that are making them and what they're going through. So the decreasing of it, I know that that's like another problem, obviously, like when you bring all these people and they meet poverty and there's a lot, but I don't have all the answers, but I can see that innovation in manufacturing is like, it's just going to be the new thing. Like if you guys invest or somebody has a business in that, it's a good place to be. And we're going to see education and like new schools and new ways of learning, new ways of consuming information, and specifically for our kids, that's going to be something that we're going to see next year, that like there's going to be conversations about that. So in a weird way, it's not like we get anywhere perfect because we've been so destructive over the last few years and divisive, but there is a coming together over wanting more. So like what's funny is that we're gonna see these conversations happen, and they almost like hold off wars or like arguments, because everybody needs the global economy to get better. So interesting. So that's kind of the only thing that I felt like our guides wanted to share with us globally or collectively. I'm sure there's a lot more, but that's, yeah, what I got. All right, friends. Well, I'm so excited for your 2026. I'm really proud of you. You have brought yourself here. It's just a cleaner, more. It is not the year that everything comes together and is perfect by any means. It's still a building year. It's like very much like I'm building the next life and I'm creating the next thing and the next world, the next reality that I'm going to live in. But it's definitely the start of it. And I think you're just going to be very proud of who you become. Like I see you at the end of the year being like, wow, I'm so proud of me. And that should be like how you measure success next year. I know you might want to try to measure it with like, did I find this? Did I find that? Did I make this money? Did I do this? It's really about the shift that we're going to see you move into that you are going to be very proud of. So if you can measure yourself at the end of the month and be like, how much have I shifted? How proud of myself am I? That is going to be like the best measurement of success of 2026. I love you much. I'm sending you much love. Have a beautiful holiday and New Year's with your loved ones. And I'll see you in Thursday's episode. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you have a sec, I would so appreciate it if you would leave me a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews are so helpful. And if you're ready to start living your soul-led life, pick up my latest book, Soul-Led Living, available on Amazon. Until next time, love you much.